Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Like my mom and many other members of my family, I tend to show affection with food. Bob and Patty are beneficiaries of that, including me bringing over some Greek food, which you'll hear about on this episode. Actually, it was my mom who gave it to me to give it to Bob and Patty. Food is love. Don't forget that. Enjoy.
Oh my God. What else? No, I have to admit this now.
Was that the A-Team, by the way?
It sounded like it was, actually. Yeah, okay. I didn't recognize it while it was coming out.
I couldn't figure it out.
I realized last week that I'm a pastizio procrastinator.
Did it's frozen. It
right? Pastizio?
It's frozen.
Is it pastizio?
Pastizio.
Pastizio?
Yeah.
Just no I in there?
No, pastizio. I don't think so. I think you're misplacing your pistachios. Jeez, in my pastizio.
Okay. Pastizio. Yeah, well, I forgot it was in my freezer. And then Patty
it's the
said,
best kind of pastizio.
Patty said,
what is this brick? What is this odd shaped brick?
Because that's what it is. It is. It's in a tin foil.
It's almost
container.
Like a, what is like it called? A pound cake.
Yeah, pound cake. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it is perfectly formed, and it's got a white surface. It's got plastic wrapped around it. And,
oh, yeah, she might have thought it was like dessert.
It looks like dessert, but I tell you what, it's in my fridge right now, and it's thawed. And we're having it for dinner tonight.
Good, good, good.
So we're going to have that and a little salad tonight, and I'm looking forward to telling you what I think of that. And again, thank Mom for that, because that was super thoughtful, because when you described it, it sounded like something really good. And then I went and looked up what it is and how it's made, because, you know, I like to cook things and make things.
Well, you should probably look up what you're eating.
Well, no,
or I have an idea.
With you, especially. Mm. You've shown up with some stuff here that I've never had before.
No, yeah, that's true.
I never had a dumpling before you brought, not but dumpling, a pot sticker before you brought one into my house.
I mean, they're the same as dumplings.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Well, do they call them different things then?
Some people use them for sticky pots.
Okay.
Maybe. That's my guess.
I'm doubting it. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to tasting this pastizio.
So I'm glad. I'm having some food troubles right now.
Oh.
So I got back from New York, and Mark, who was just here, great guy.
Yeah, I saw his video going home. It was
fun. He was doing intermittent fasting. And I tried that before. I'm like, oh, it's not a bad idea. And then a couple of days after I got back, I just forgot to eat breakfast. And so it was around noon, 1 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just start intermittent fasting today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I started it, did it for a couple of days, and not really understanding what the results should be or what I was thinking was going to happen or anything like that. Yeah. And it is 100% thrown me off of my food game. So I've since quit.
Oh.
Food is not tasting all that great to me right now.
Hmm.
I'm only eating maybe like one decent-sized meal a day. And just snacking a bit otherwise.
You feel good though? I mean,
a little bit off. Part of the issue was also, I think that because a lot of the medication that I'm on, I usually take with food.
Yeah.
And I was forgetting a lot. So I was going back and forth.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm wondering if I had some moody blues stuck in there as well because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to figure something
out. Guess what? I found very mediocre results and I did it hard. I mean, I did it. Without compromise. I was actually a jerk. I was traveling up with my family. And when they realized that I was intermittent fasting, they wouldn't eat without me. And I take it till 11 o'clock every day. I mean, I wouldn't eat until 11 in the morning. But guess what? It's not for everybody. And I think you tried it. And it messed with you, and now get back to when it feels good. Because you know your body better than you think you do. I found this in everybody. You feel things, and you deny them, or you're like, well, it's just a passing thing. And all we have to do is really pay attention. I say this as I'm getting ready to have my pre-meeting for my colonoscopy, where they're going to actually dig in Dr. Popley.
No. I mean, what is the pre-meeting?
The pre-meeting is to, it's supposedly to determine whether or not a colonoscopy is right for me, but it's really to go over medical records, see how my health has changed, see what issues that I have that they might need to know about as I get ready to go under anesthesia and go through that process. The last time I had a colonoscopy, I also had a,
Bob is making
upper,
some sort of
upper
pushing down motion from his shoulder to the middle of his chest.
I had an upper GI and a lower GI at the same time under the same anesthesia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like Chinese finger cuffs.
Yeah.
You know, but with medical instruments.
I like how they put the magnets on the end so that when they meet in the middle, they stick together. And then you can do the flossing thing.
Oh, no. That's too much visual. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't even like picture myself like being there unconscious while they're doing what they're doing. I know they're professionals.
Oh, you don't like watching the video afterwards?
Oh, my goodness. I could not. But I watched a bunch of the other patients, and that was fun.
Yeah, I think if it's your own, it's like making a sandwich. Your own tastes okay, but everyone else's, if somebody else makes a sandwich for you.
Isn't that the truth?
Delicious.
That's hilarious.
That just like colonoscopies, according to Bob Codges.
Pretty much. That's all I'm saying. Despite Nick's mockery, I've been asked to be the spokesperson for the American Colonoscopy Council because of my eloquent metaphors and word usement structures. Furthermore, my upcoming colonoscopy is being done for free in exchange for being broadcast live on their website. So maybe now my podcast partner will show a little respect for the way I describe the world. That does it for this episode, my friends. Come back tomorrow for something different.